like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
A noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:33 in the AM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in the lovely city of Vancouver. Crystal clear sky out at plus 8 degrees. Can't wait to see the downhill grass skiing in a few weeks. Anywho, this is A Noise. Your host Luke Mead here at the helm. We're going to start off with a request, and I love getting requests. Please feel free to drop me a line at lukemeat@hotmail.com, and that's LUKEMEAT. And someone jogged my memory about this wonderful record. I'm sad to say haven't pulled it out in a few years, but we're gonna get into some nice mellow train music, and perhaps maybe you're thinking of hopping on one in a few weeks. This is the Rachels with off their very first album Handwriting, and a lovely tune called Full On Night.
Thank you.
12 noon in the p.m. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here. And let's go through. We just heard there in the last 30 minutes of music. We started you off there with a request and happy to fulfill that one. Full On Night off of the Rachel's debut album, Handwriting, all the way back to 1996. Featuring Jason Noble on guitar. We're wishing you the best of health, Mr. Jason Noble. He had a little bout with lung cancer, and thanks to a lot of friends stepping in, they've raised enough money to keep him alive, at least, if you don't mind me saying so, to fight and live and hopefully hear some more fantastic albums by that incredible, incredible guitarist, most notable for his work with June of 44 and Rodan. After that, we heard some great dual Canadian found sound audio art in the form of Re are a Constellation band. This is their second album, made my best albums of the decade list, if you don't mind me saying so. Alms is the name of the record there. We heard two tracks. We heard Orientalism as Humanism and then On Golden Pond. We're going to move on into some more. I went through the vaults at home and pulled out some stuff that I haven't listened to or played in a really long time, and I realized that I haven't played Throbbing Gristle in a while. Believe it or not, favorite band, and haven't played them in a really long time. Isn't that amazing? We've pulled out the classic two-track studio album from the founders of the original Art Terrorists themselves. Two tracks here called Camera and Telephone. 30 minutes of Throbbing Gristle at their very best. We are going to hear the Telephone track. The album is called Grief, and this is Throbbing Gristle on A Noise.
Later in the year, the ICA had another This was called prostitution, and featured all the rules of the trade, and the numbers. It starred in the Utah's resident Genesis P. Orange. The purpose of this little creation is not lost to Orange. What can I call you, P?
Basically, all it says is a very simple thing, which is that to know a person, you have to meet them. You can't go by setting down information about a person.
When the Arts Council annual report was published, the chairman, Lord Gibson, said he deplored the events at the ICA, even if he was paying for them. Still, it was only £900, and P didn't care. He was offered a tour of the States. 500.
London Eye, ringing in now, and he's given a concert this weekend at the ICA.
Symbolic event through
それとミュート、その4つを何かこう絞って書けようかなと思って。 じゃあね、最初に、まあ、あんまり喋らないで音楽聴かせるっていうのが多いから、
はい、
3曲続けて、
はい、
アーサーテンレシオっていうバンドのフライトっていうのと、世界ジョイディビジョンのシーズロストコントロール、それからバウハウスの新しいアルバムの間に初めてのパーソナルアルバム。
Časi tvojo sobo, stopim v tvojo spalnico in potem te pogledam s tvojo 7 mesecev nosečo maternico. Spravim tvojega moža v spalnico, odrežem mu jajca z nožem in ga prisilim, da jih tam poje pred svojo nosečo ženo, zaposleni s svojimi jajci in proč počasi ga pogledam, ko je skrvali do smrti na klet. Želim, da bi rekla, ne naredim ničesar več. Pogledam tvoj velik, težak trening. Že sem malo prilika s tvojim otrokom. Uporabljam mesarski nož iz tvoje kuhinje, začnem operirati. Ti rečeš, ne, ne stori tega, jaz rečem, briga me za mačje vrke, podignem eventualno taj beto, odrezam v glavo, poližem ga, da je čisto obsceno. Medtem ga skoraj viš, ga ubijem, sem samo hudoben dečak.
Slug, bite, 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 can't wait, wait, wait.
In tako da.
Ja, vad var det då, den här andra tragiska sak som jag skulle berätta? Jo, ett av de band som jag har älskat länge, länge, i flera år, ja, sedan 77, en engelsk grupp som heter Throbbing Gristle. Och jag vet att den gruppen har en hel del fans ute i landet. Flogging Whistle, de gick alltså i spetsen för den här industrimusiken. Det var de som så att säga lanserade industrimusiken, kom industrimusiken. Den musik som har fått väldigt många efterföljare, som tyvärr de flesta absolut inte kommit upp i hälften av Flogging Whistles klass. Nu har jag dock fått höra i ett brev som kom idag från gruppens ledare Genesis P. Orridge att gruppen definitivt har splittrats och inte kommer att spela in några fler skivor, inte kommer att göra några fler framträdande. Bolaget Industrial Records, alltså Throbbing Grizzles eget bolag, har också språket, som man kommer inte att ge ut några fler plattor med några andra grupper heller. Och frågan är ifall Genesis P. Orridge, gärna bakom Throbbing Grizzles, överhuvudtaget kommer att fortsätta spela. Som det verkar nu så är läs på alltihopa, läs på de andra som han spelade med i Throbbing Grizzles, läs på musik överhuvudtaget. Och det är ju tråkigt här att en sån bra, fruktansvärt bra, originär och nyskapande grupp ska gå i graven. Men medan jag sitter här och torkar mina tårar och känner mig riktigt dyster, så en liten postum, en liten hyllning så här i de själva sista sekunderna i frågan. En liten hyllning alltså till den här fina gruppen. Vi ska vara ett spår ifrån den sista platten gruppen gjorde. En 12-toms singel med en 12-toms singel som heter Discipline, som är inspelad live i Manchester och i Berlin alltså. Vi ska lyssna på Berlins sida. Låten heter alltså Discipline, gruppen heter Throbbing Grizzles, och de finns alltså inte mer, tyvärr. Och med det så är dagens nybok slut. Nästa vecka är alltså Håkan Persson som tar över. Nu gråter alla industrimusikvänner, alla vänner av uttalat Throbbing Grizzles, för det här är Discipline med numera avsomnade gruppen Throbbing Grizzles.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is A Noise. Luke Mead here. You just heard something from the great new EP, Split EP. Side one features To Live and Shave in LA. And then this side that you're hearing right now, Vancouver's own Totally Ripped, Corey Adam and JV Dub. Track was called Is the Shit. A Totally Ripped featuring members of Certain Breeds, Yellow Thief, and Shearing Pinks. This is a limited edition of 400 copies. You're hearing, I own copy 206 out of 400. There you go. And then we started off the set there with some Throbbing Gristle. A posthumous release out on Get Back Records. Something funny about Get Back Records that Mark, the host of Pop Drones, and I were discussing before I came on the air. You got to really be conscious of labels that are reissue labels. And Get Back is one. Yes, they do have quite an amazing catalog. But we were kind of speculating that not everything that they put out is technically licensed. So, you know, it is great to own vinyl. It is great to, you know, support the artist. But sometimes with labels like that, even when you think you are supporting the artist, sometimes you're not. Grief is the name of that album. Throbbing Gristle, a track called Telephone. We're going to move into some electroacoustic territory now, something off of last year's fantastic compilation entitled Cult Figures, Electroacoustic Music from Canada. We're going to be hearing something by the distinguished Canadian composer Michael Horwood, who currently resides in Cowley, Alberta. He studied composition and theory at the State University of New York in Buffalo, and receiving his bachelor's and master's degrees in 1969 and 1971. His compositions constitute a kaleidoscope of the traditional and the avant-garde. He has composed in a wide variety of contemporary idioms, including jazz, theater pieces, and electroacoustic. His works have been performed virtually wherever classical music has been performed. The piece we're going to hear here, pardon me, is an amazing piece called Monday Afternoon, inspired by the sonic landscapes of Edgar Varese. No stranger to this show at all. Horwood sliced and spliced manipulated fragments from various sound effects recordings, along with excerpts from old Superman television series, using a monophonic Wallensack tape recorder, microphone, and turntable as his studio equipment. This is Michael Horwood with Monday Afternoon on A Noise. 12:45 in the p.m. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead reporting, and we're just about wrapping up the show here. You just heard some very, very, very old electroacoustic music from Canada. 1966 to be, in fact, Michael Horwood with Monday Afternoon. You can get that on the fantastic compilation out on Centre Discs, or from the Canadian Music Centre. CMC puts out great stuff that this country would otherwise go ignorant about, some of the more fantastic avant-garde music that Canada has to offer. Cult Figures, that album is called, Electroacoustic Music from Canada. We're going to end the show with yet another ancient, if you will, piece, but incredibly influential. We've played it a few times on the show in the past. Morton Subotnick's Silver Apples of the Moon. Highly influential records on artists such as David Bowie and Noi. Most of the early krautrock scene, Cluster, in fact, all have enjoyed and been influenced by this fantastic electronic music synthesizer album. I don't care to quote from this website too much, but this one sums it up really nicely. I can't resist. John Bush from the All Music Guide goes on to say, over the course of 30 minutes, Silver Apples of the Moon presented a charge for serious electronic music. Unlike many other early synthesizer records, the music here is continuous, powerful, and almost overwhelming. The work is also reliant on breathtaking variety of sounds, clicks, chirps, buzzes, gongs, hums, and sirens. Some of these are de rigueur for an academic synthesizer record, but many continued to sound fresh decades after its recording. Silver Apples of the Moon deserves credit, not just because it's one of the earliest albums produced by a modular synthesizer, but because it's a great piece of music. This is Morton Subotnick with Silver Apples of the Moon on A Noise.
Thank you. Thank you.
That will just about do it for yet another edition of A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You've just been listening to the highly influential Morton Subotnick all the way back to 1968, Silver Apples of the Moon on None Such Records, one of the first groundbreaking yet commercially viable electronic music records. It's been re-released with quite a few outtakes and additional pieces by this fantastic American composer. Be sure to check it out. You're just hearing side two there. Stay tuned for the Green